Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Welcome. This sermon is for the week of February 21st, 2020. The call to worship is taken from Psalm 145, verses 18 and 19. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear Him. He also hears their cry and saves them. Amen. We are in the season of Lent, the 40 days before Jesus' last week leading to His crucifixion. It is a time to search our hearts as we reflect on who Jesus is and what He has done for us. During this time, we will primarily be looking at the I Am statements of Jesus, which are found in the Gospel of John. Today we are looking at John chapter 6, verse 35, which says, "Then Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.'" It is very interesting that Jesus said these words the day after He had fed 5,000 men and likely more if you include women and children, with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. This miracle is included in all 4 of the Gospels, with the focus being on to build the disciples' faith in Jesus. However, only the Gospel of John tells us what happened the next day. As you would expect, the crowd was excited that Jesus had fed them. Some even wanted to make Him king, even by force, and Jesus had to slip away from them for that night. The next day, while He was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum, we see that at the end of chapter 6, some of them caught up with Jesus, and the discussion begins. John chapter 6, verses 25 to 27. When they found Him on the other side of the lake, they asked Him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on Him God the Father has placed His seal of approval." We see that Jesus sizes them up quickly and tells them that they have the wrong goals. They are coming to Jesus assuming that they will be filled with more bread, when Jesus tells them they should be longing for what will give eternal life. I'm reminded of a story of an expedition in Australia. The Burke and Wells expedition took place between 1860 and 1861. It was a well-equipped expedition, but lots of things happened, and 3 of the men ended up in the interior of Australia during a drought, out of supplies, waiting for reinforcements to come. And they survived by eating one of the plants there that seemed to be plentiful, the nardo plant. They knew that the desert Aborigines ate it, and the plant turned out to be tasty, and it satisfied their hunger. Yet as they waited for help to arrive, they grew weaker and weaker. By the time a rescue party found them, 2 of the men had died, and only one was barely alive. What had happened? Well, we know now that the people of the land always cooked the nardo plant before eating it, but members of the expedition had eaten it raw. And raw nardo roots contain an element which breaks down the vitamin B1, which our bodies need to live. And while these men thought they were being satisfied by what they were eating because it tasted good and it filled their stomachs, rather than save them, it was contributing to slowly killing them. They were still starving. And this is what Jesus is warning us about. If we try to fill our spiritual hunger with things that don't last beyond this world, food and leisure and work and family all have their place, but none of them can take the place, can fulfill our spiritual needs that only God can fill. Jesus says in John chapter 6, verse 27, to seek food that endures to eternal life. We're not talking about feeding our physical bodies now. We're talking about feeding our spiritual bodies, our spiritual life. Where can we find that kind of food, we wonder? Well, if we keep reading in verse 27, Jesus says, which the Son of Man will give you. That food that endures to eternal life comes from Jesus. Well, how can I be sure? You may be wondering. Well, keep on reading in this verse. It says, on him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Think about that. His seal of approval. There is no greater stamp of approval to be found anywhere else. And this was seen through what Jesus was saying and through what he was doing. God the Father was showing that Jesus is who he claimed to be, a seal of approval. Those listening to Jesus don't really seem to get it. They hear Jesus say something about not working for food that spoils, and then they ask him, well, what must we do to do the work God requires? Verse 28. This is a question that we all have. It boils down to, what can I do to please God? And sometimes the problem is we think we have to do something. In verse 29, Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. This is the work. This is what you can do to please God, to believe in the one he sent. What does this mean? Eternal life is a gift from God the Father received by placing our trust and confidence in the Son, Jesus. That is what it means to believe in Jesus. Not just believe that he exists. Believe means to lean on him, to place your trust and confidence in him. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. That's what it means. That's what it means in John 3:16. That's what it means here. However, these listeners still don't get it. Okay, they reason. If you want us to believe in you, then prove yourself to us. Verse 30 and 31, they said. So they asked him, what miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Now remember, they had just recently been in a crowd of more than 5,000 people that Jesus had fed the day before. They had seen a miracle. But that was yesterday. It seems they're asking Jesus to earn their belief today. Listen to Jesus' answer. He corrects their misunderstanding. Verse 32 and 33, Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. It was not Moses who has given you bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is this, he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus says what you really need is not manna again, but the bread of God. Literally, he's talking about the one he sends who brings life to this world. This is a theme we see in John from the very beginning, that Jesus is the Word, and through him all things have been made. It is clear to us that Jesus is talking about himself. But his listeners still don't understand. So they ask him in verse 34, "Sir," they said, "from now on, give us this bread." And in verse 35, Jesus speaks very plainly, and Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty." Here, Jesus is saying, "I'm the one I've been talking about. I am the bread of God who's come down from heaven to give life to the world. I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will never go hungry. The one who believes, who puts their trust in me, will never be thirsty." Those two ideas go together. If you're trying to fill your spiritual emptiness through any other way than God's Son, Jesus, you're not only filling up on empty calories that will give just temporary relief, but you are ignoring the only one who can save your soul from eternal death and darkness. That longing within each of us will only be truly satisfied by Jesus Christ. He brings us forgiveness and renewed fellowship with God. Eternity with God begins as we accept Jesus as the bread of life to satisfy our spiritual hunger. Every living thing needs to feed to live. This is the test that science uses to decide if something is alive or not. God made us with physical bodies which need food, but he also made us as spiritual beings who also need nourishment, and that nourishment is from God. There is that longing in all of us for a greater purpose than just this existence, and this restlessness reveals itself as a longing or as an emptiness that no activity, no thing, no person seems to be able to permanently fill, only a relationship with Jesus Christ. Missionary Jonathan Goforth, who was active in southern China, and he lived between 1859 and 1963. He was speaking in a chapel, and afterwards a man came up to him and he said, "You know, I've heard you speak three times, and you always have the same theme. You are always speaking of Jesus Christ. Why?" The missionary replied, "Sir, before answering your question, let me ask you, what did you have for dinner today?" "Rice," the man replied. "Okay, what did you have for dinner yesterday?" "The same thing." "Oh, and what do you expect to eat for dinner tomorrow?" "Well," the man answered, "rice, of course, it gives me strength. I could not do without it, sir. It is," and the man kind of searched for a strong word, and finally he added, "sir, it is my very life." And the missionary responded quickly, "What you have said of rice, Jesus is to our soul. He is the rice or the bread of life." That's what Jesus has been trying to tell his listeners today, trying to tell us. What are our deepest needs? It's for the forgiveness of sin and a renewed relationship with God. Christ is telling us that he meets this need. You must receive him as your sin forgiver and life leader. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, the Apostle Paul writes, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart," remember, believe means like to trust, to put your full trust, "believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Admit to God you're a sinner and desire to turn from your sin. Believe the Lord Jesus died for you and is the only one who can take away your sin, and call on the Lord Jesus, receiving him as your very own Savior from sin. John 6:35, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. "Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Christian, this is a time, we're in a time of Lent. Evaluate your choices. Look over the last year of your life. Is Jesus your living bread? Are you looking to him to fulfill your deepest needs? Or do you find you're still looking elsewhere for some of those needs? The COVID virus has changed our schedules dramatically. And it may have shown us things that we were depending on to feel fulfilled. And now we're missing them. Instead, maybe our relationship with Christ, our relationship with Jesus, is what should have been filling those needs. What will you do when life goes back to normal, as people are saying? Spend some time during this season of Lent reflecting on where you turn for fulfillment in life. Also, Christian, remember, this good news that Jesus is the bread of life is for everyone. It is for the world. What about those around you who don't understand why they continue to feel so unfulfilled in life? Will you ask the Lord to guide you and help you share his love with them? Ask him to show you someone this week to pray for, to care for, and to look for an opportunity to share with. This is our mission as followers of Jesus. This is why we are here, to tell others this good news that Jesus is the spiritual bread of life for our spiritual life. He is the one in whom we will find nourishment and purpose and life. Amen. Let me close with a benediction from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. It's a prayer of Paul's. He says, "I pray that the Lord Jesus Christ will bless you and be kind to you. May God bless you with his love, and may the Holy Spirit join all your hearts together. Amen." God bless you.